Do not conform, but be transformed. From Anne Basie's journal. Living at Holden Village, a retreat center in remote Washington State, makes me remember the church bulletin with Romans 12 on it that I used to keep tucked into my bedroom mirror for courage. Do not conform, but be transformed, kept me brave, able to press ahead with life changes that transformed me. I live this invitation. It's my mantra. Yes, I can resist consumer culture. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can talk to Alex or sit on the porch instead of watching TV. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can sell my car and live without one. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can work at home and be there for Alex. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, hand-me-down clothes are a gift. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can appreciate what I have instead of always wanting more. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can borrow CDs from the library instead of buying them. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, it's okay to shop at garage sales. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, I can say no once in a while and rest. Do not conform, but be transformed. Yes, God is inviting me to deepen my understanding of God's culture and try to live in God's principles in my faltering, imperfect way. Excerpt from Sustaining Simplicity, a journal, available from Alternatives, copyright 2007, ELCA Hunger Program, used by permission. Prayer. Transforming God, help us to see the conforming that we do that keeps us from doing your will. Open us to your change. In Jesus' transforming name, amen. Discussion questions. Number 1. What is one of your favorite Bible verses? How is it helpful to you? Number 2. Name one area of your life that you feel needs transforming. Name 2 or 3 small steps that would start that transformation. Number 3. If you keep a journal, why? If not, why not? Number 4. How can you use the idea of transformation to go beyond simplistic New Year's resolutions? Author, columnist, and poet Anne Basie is a thoughtful observer and practitioner of simple lifestyles. A member of Unity Lutheran Church, she lives in Chicago with her son Alex, dog Barks, and many friends. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources: Sustaining Simplicity, a journal, or Break Forth into Joy, Beyond a Consumer Lifestyle DVD, or Your Money or Your Life.